I had a great 2.5 months of being married, but I think it's the beginning of the end, boys.
Oh, no.
And
it's being over.
The golden couple.
Being two of my, you know, closest mates, I've got to bring you in on this because you come on journeys. We go on journeys with each other and this is a journey I'm going to need a lot of support with because I'm worried and sad. And
Well, can I have a stab?
Sure.
He didn't get you a present for something that you normally get presents for. Was it that? Because
incorrect.
That's my biggest fear for your relationship.
You know, funny, I literally had said to him yesterday, he showed me a jacket. He was looking on a website that we both like. But, you know, one of the female jackets had popped up and he was like, oh, do you like that? And I went, oh, yes, I do. Are you going to get it for me? He's like, no, I was just asking if you want it. And I've asked every day since if he's ordered it. He did tell me yesterday he had. So, no, that's all good.
How did he read those hints? Yeah. Did he refuse just a single meal of pasta?
No, that we would be, I wouldn't be here today. We'd be in couples therapy if that was the case. No. I know, and Gilly, I think you can attest to this if you want to. I know that when you're married, you know, things become more complicated. Maybe I know married mates who have to like schedule in date nights because, you know, life just gets hectic and priorities change a bit and maybe the romance goes out the window. So you've really got to commit. Right, next month, first Thursday, we are having dinner. Or some married mates with children have to schedule in sexy time because spontaneity and passion maybe dwindle when there are small beings in your house.
Yeah. It's not that it dwindles. It's just hard to find time for it.
And that's the thing. And
I can't let romance take its course.
I get the scheduling and the rostering and, you know, the syncing of calendars. But my God, it just sounds so unromantic.
Yeah.
And I don't want to add technology into the relationship in that way. But you know how I don't mind a little bit of a tickle, like just a little arm tickle while we're watching MasterChef, just a little rub. You know this about me.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little hair, scalp massage, just a little tickle of the arm.
A little belly button feel.
No belly button, just little arm. I don't mind the leg, but it's hard if you're tucked in bed watching MasterChef.
Right.
The arm is easily accessible.
Yeah.
Angus, ever since we've been married, just cannot do it for more than 4 seconds. Like, and I'm not exaggerating. He'll do one stroke and then lose interest because the passion and the spontaneity is just not there anymore now that we're married.
Yeah.
So yesterday, for the first time, I got my phone out and said to him, I'm going to set a stopwatch. You're going to do it for 30 seconds.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll keep the love there.
And then, because I was like, achievable small goals.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Be a dictator. Yeah. Yeah.
Achievable small goals is how I'd like to see it. And then we're going to work up to 1 minute, 2 minute, and then we're going to work up to an ad break. And
why would you want to do it for 2 minutes? It's just a frustrating, boring thing to do to rub someone's
arm.
Are you returning the favor?
Which means it should be nice for him.
No, because it's not
he
nice
for him. He doesn't really like it. So I would.
What do you
do? To get it in return, I would.
But just because it's nice for you doesn't mean, like, I love head rubs, but Morgan doesn't love giving head rubs all the time. So if I'm like, give me a head rub, it's a punish for her.
But it's nice for you, so it shouldn't be a punishment for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then people like you and me will be like, now do it every day, all
the time.
Which
is what I want. Yeah. I've been nagging for 2.5 months, Ducko, so now I've had to introduce a stopwatch into my relationship to get him to tickle my damn arm. And this is why I come to you today going, I'm nervous for us if we're already doing this sort of, you know, malarkey just to get a little tickle.
How long have you been together for again? Like, all up.
All up.
Start to finish.
Oh, nearly three. Okay. Just under three.
I can't wait till you start ticking on 5, 6, 7, 8.
If this is happening now, where are we headed, Ducko?
You're heading to a real relationship.
Yeah.
You're heading
with
to life.
With no arm tickling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trust me.
That's unacceptable.
And a lot more timers.
A lot more timers. We're going to have an egg timer for this and the stopwatch for that and the oven timer going for this.
And waiting for the one-uppers. You're like, you didn't give me an arm tickle. Yeah, well, you didn't give me a back rub yesterday. Remember when I asked 2 weeks ago for my head's rub and you didn't do it?
Hang on, you've stopped 5 minutes short there. We're going to carry that over to the next one.
That's where you're heading.
Oh, that's so
true. I don't want a head there. Maybe we do need that therapy. Couples counselling.